This is the Planning Commission work session for Thursday, July 19th, 2018.
Hello, Planning Commission. Hello, members of the audience. Gary Albright, Clark County Community Planning, we're a planning staff here. So I'm here to talk tonight about the CPZ 2018-0001 Yakult Mountain Service Lane Overlay Expansion. So I'm going to go over the staff report. So just to, so everyone has an understanding of what it is we're discussing tonight. So I'll go over the proposed action, the background, and the proposal criteria that we go through at the county, and then go over the recommendations. So I'm just going to start this off. So the applicant is requesting to amend comprehensive plan designation and zoning map to expand the service line overlay on two parcels that are adjacent to the Yakult Mountain Quarry. So here's the map on the screen above. Shows the location of the mine. And here are the two parcels that we're talking about. So the parcel 2301, the one on the bottom left, and then the one on the right. So that's a partial portion of the property. So the current zoning on the property is FR80. It's got a Forest Tier 1 comprehensive plan designation. So just the background is going to take a while to get through because it's really important that everyone understands and gets the background for all of this. So counties plan under the Growth Management Act are required to identify, designate, and protect mineral resource lands that are not already characterized by urban growth and have long-term significance of the extraction of minerals. Clark County adopted a service mine overlay map in 1994. In 2005, Washington State Department of Natural Resources Division of Geology created an aggregate resource map for Clark County. Show you that. Is where Yakult Mountain is. So in 2009, the Washington legislature amended RCW 3678.170 and provided additional guidelines for classifying and designated mineral resource lands. In 2011, the board appointed a mineral lands task force to make recommendations to the service mine overlay map. So from this map, from the 2005 map, the board had a task force put together so they could make recommendations to update our 1994 service plan overlay map. This is what the task force recommended in 2011. So the two parcels are inside here, so here and there, and includes everything else around it. So in 2013, the Planning Commission considered the Mineral Lands Task Force recommendation and forwarded the recommendation of denial for these two subject parcels. And that's in a broad sense, because all this was included, so it wasn't just the two parcels, it was all the parcels around here. So, and in 2014, the then Board of County Commissioners voted unanimously to deny the expansion of the service mine overlay to these subject parcels due to concerns about topography, road access, and impacts on endangered species. So, according to the applicant's written narrative, previous consideration for the expansion of the mineral overlay the Yakult area in 2014 found mineral extraction and forestry to be incompatible uses. However, this is contrary to the county stance in 2002, where during a rezone hearing for Yercoal Mountain Mine. The hearings examiner took the stance that mineral extraction and forestry are not incompatible uses because of post-mining reclamation that would return the site to forestry use. Furthermore, the county definitions of FR 80 and FR 1 mineral industries are called out as being compatible uses for the designations and is protected under the zoning and comprehensive plan designations. So since 2014, the applicant has purchased the two properties and they have made improvements to the previous narrow gravel road. So in 2017, the applicant submitted a preliminary application for a temporary storage of topsoil and pad for staging aggregate products on these two parcels that we're talking about. Go back to the map. So I went out to the mine and took some pictures. So I can show you what we're talking about, because it's easier to show pictures. So this is the overburden. So this dirt right here needs to be removed and placed over the parcels that they're adding so they can mine this stuff. Here's a picture of the mine. Nice gray colored one. The operation. And they take the rock and put it in the dumpster, and then the dumpster will take it over to the crusher. The crusher's back over here. And the trucks travel out towards Kelly Road. So in the background, it's back over here. So they'll take the dirt that's over here, move it over there, mine this. And then once this is mined, they'll take the dirt back from over here and put it back over here. So for the staff report, what we go over, we've got five criteria for all map changes. Just want to slowly read through these. It might be a little painful, but I'm just going to read them. First one is A, the proponent shall demonstrate that the proposed amendment is consistent with the Growth Management Act and requirements, the countywide policies, the community framework plan, comprehensive plan, city comprehensive plans, applicable capital facilities plans, and official population growth forecasts. So for the Growth Management Act, staff reviewed goals 5, economic development, goal 8, natural resource industries, and goal 10. So the next criteria is B, proponent shall demonstrate that the designation is in conformance with the appropriate locational criteria identified in the plan and the purpose statement of the zoning district. So I have exhibits here. So exhibit 4. Shows you where the existing mines are at. Yercoal Mountain is 25 over here. Criteria C, the map amendment or site is suitable for proposed designation. There is a lack of appropriately designated alternative sites within the vicinity, which is what I found. So back to this map. There, according to the DNR map, there is other rock in the area that's similar to the rock that Yercoal Mountain has, but it's up in this area. There's two where there's Slashy Prairie has some, and there's two spots up here that have some. Most of those are inaccessible right now.
Hey Gary, where was the first alternative spot you mentioned?
Slashy Prairie.
Well, that's the first. Okay.
And then Buncombe Hollow is one. Hit a map. Welcome Hollow Creek is a, I think it's about 600 acres. That's about 200 acres here. The Dungeon Mountain and the Schlatchy Prairie. So part of the Schlatchy is in the surface mining overlay, and part of it is not. I've mentioned that in the staff report. And criteria D, the plan map amendment. Either A, responds to a substantial change in conditions applicable to the area within which the subject property lies. B, better implements applicable comprehensive plan policies. Then the current map designation, or C, corrects an obvious mapping error. So for this criteria, we looked at the substantial change in conditions applicable to the area. So the applicant submitted a additional active study. And this is in the staff report as well. So it talks about the amount of the demand is diminishing. So with at the current rate, it's going to diminish faster. And it makes sense to use the existing rock that's on the adjacent properties to cover the demand for the future. And the next criteria is E, where applicable, the plan shall demonstrate that the full range of urban public facilities and services can be adequately provided in an efficient and timely manner to serve the proposed designation. Such services may include water, sewage, stormwater, storm drainage, transportation, fire protection, and schools. And then there is an additional criteria as well. There's no criteria for surface mining overlay changes. There's it's kind of like these two. So one, the designation of additional areas with the surface mining overlay shall occur if the designation criteria in the comprehensive plan tests have met the quantity and characteristics of the resource, including the size of the deposit, the depth of the overburden, the distance to the market, the cost of transport and resource availability in the region suggests that mining is economically viable. And C, at least 60% of the area within 1,000 feet of the proposed mineral resource land is characterized by parcels 5 acres or larger. So I've looked at a parcel acreage map. Surrounding properties are definitely more than 5 acres in size. And in, as part of our transportation analysis, we received a comment from Dave Norman, Washington State DNR geologist. Let me backtrack there. I'm getting my people mixed up here. So we've got DNR, the Washington State geologist, and then Washington State Department of Transportation didn't have any concerns about the impacts of the surface mining overlay expansion at this moment in time. His name is certainly mine, but it's in the staff report. So back to DNR. So the study that was submitted by the applicant, so that Dave Norman concluded that the study contains sound science and engineering to satisfy the request. And then as far as recommendations. So we have, we look at the consistency with the GMA and IMI planning policies. So we look at all five of these criteria, and staff has found out that they've met all the criteria. So staff is suggesting the recommendation of approval for this application. That's all I have right now for, we'll open for questions.
So what's going on with the Kelly Road access issues and all the citizen complaints and so forth? Is there, I heard you mention something earlier that there's been some change in access or improvements to the access. Is that, Is that a factor in this decision?
Well, so they're not expanding anything. They're not expanding any of the operations. So any of the current problems that citizens have with the mining operation, they will end up within code enforcement if they're not following the specific conditions for the condition of approval. Then they'll have to follow those and rectify them through code enforcement. So at the time when this is actually mined, when they actually come in for a service mining permit, they'll have to apply for another conditional use permit.
Okay.
And so all this will be revisited at that time. So right now, there's nothing that's changing as far as the amount of truck traffic. It's going to stay the same because they're not creating an increased capacity of pulling out rock. They're not going to make more trips. They're just moving stuff around right now.
So the operation wouldn't intensify, but would last longer in the future, probably at the same level of excavation and crushing.
Bill, we can't hear you at all.
I'm sorry.
We can't hear you.
I was saying so that your conclusion is there won't be more gravel extraction than what's currently happening. It'll just continue for a longer period because they'll be able to use the site for a longer period of time.
Correct.
So if I'm understanding correctly, they're wanting to take the dirt from where they're already in the area where they're already mining, move it down to that, mine it, and then put the dirt back in the dump.
Yes, basically. Yep. So it would take the dirt that's up here, put it down here, finish mining what they can.
Okay.
And then put this dirt back and start the reclamation process. And come in for permits for this side to start mining that.
Okay.
And that's when they'll have to go through the whole process.
And how much longer do they think they'll get out of this? Does anybody have any idea of like, okay, if we don't do this, we're only going to get 3 more years out of this thing. If we do this, we're going to get 10 more years. Does anybody know, or is that just a guess?
It was in there.
Depending on the economy.
It is dependent on the economy. But the ag study, I got to go back to that. Eric, do you know off the top of your head how much years? How many years were? It basically doubled the amount of life left in the mine by adding this, is what I recall.
Okay.
That's the short version.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the non-technical version.
So, do you have any maps that would show on the adjacent parcels to the proposed overlay expansion where we have residents in relationship to that expansion?
I
think that's going to be really vital. And the last time, compatibility was a significant issue on the decision not to expand. And the idea that the county itself had already permitted and allowed residents to be built close to or adjacent, in some cases, the existing mining operation. And we had a lot of testimony about the burden that put residents under, even though the county was supposedly following the guidelines when it did both permitting of the mine and the residents.
I can bring a map to the hearing.
I think that,
where the residents are at.
I think that'd be really important.
Okay, I can do that.
And you mentioned that there's some agreement in writing about how this operation is to take place.
Currently there is.
And is that already in our packet, that agreement in writing?
It is not.
We think
that's the current conditional use permit and all the conditions that are associated with that?
Yes.
It is not. It's not in your packet.
Can we have a copy of that?
Sure.
Gary?
Yes.
When is the hearing scheduled?
August 2nd.
So this request has to be sent to the PC and posted on our grid as quickly as possible.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.